leaving the town for the holidays? Well, we're not. We're going to be here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you're leaving, you're probably wondering, how safe is my house while I'm gone? So here's some tips for you. If it's small enough, take it with you. And I mean like a laptop or MP3 player, something you can put in your car, something you're concerned about. If it's too big, write down the serial number for it. Keep that serial number with you in case it's taken, because you can't really shove a 46-inch TV in your car if you're going to go see mom and dad or see a relative.
In fact, between our family cell phones and other devices, we probably have enough cameras where we could take electronic pictures of everything in addition to the serial number.
That's a great idea. It makes it easier for if we recover your items to prove that they're yours. Before you leave your house, walk around your house. Check your windows. Check your doors. See if anything's unlocked. If the kids maybe unlocked a window, let the breeze roll in. If you have an animal that uses an animal door, double check that before you go. What about your neighbors? Find a neighbor you trust and let them know you're going out of town. Someone's bound to stay behind. And then keep an eye on your house and look for vehicles coming and going.
Especially if you had one of those neighborhood watch parties on National Night Out a while back. If you haven't visited with those folks since then, it'd be another good time to reconnect.
I'm sure you made some friends with some cookies and punch. Let's go ahead and reconnect you with that and say, hey, you remember me? I'm going out of town. That way they can pick up your newspaper and roll your trash can up to the street so your house doesn't look so inviting to someone that might want to go shopping in your house while you're out of town. Now, if your car is parked here, same thing with those items. You don't want to leave the eye candy in the car, like the GPS and the cell phones, because that is very inviting for someone walking by that may have ulterior motives.
In fact, if you really have good friends, maybe they can shuttle the car at different times. Just try to.
That's a really good friend.
Just try to. Well, I've heard a lot of stories about folks who have been neighbors together for years and years and years, and would be a good opportunity to just. Make things just a little bit
feed
unusual.
Feed the dog. If you're not taking your pet with you, someone to feed the dog for you. Turn your porch light on and off. If you can find a good enough friend to do that, no harm in asking them to do that, and I'm sure they'd love to do that. Keep your neighborhood safe. Now we've got Blue Christmas coming up, 2010. Blue Christmas, for those of you who don't know, is an event that's hosted by the Bryan Police Department and the Bryan Police Officers Association, where we accept new gifts, new toys, or gently used toys, and I say very gently used, and we collect those, and on December 18th, we get together and distribute those to needy families inside the city. So we try to get everyone's help. There's places around town you can drop these items off at. So if you go shopping on this holiday weekend, which I know is going to be a lot of shopping, and you're feeling generous, and you want to get a small toy, and it doesn't matter the age range or the sex of the child, any toy is fine. There's several places you can drop it off at. The Bryan Police Department is one of the easiest places. If you're out in the town, out and around Bryan, the Walgreens at Villa Maria and Texas Avenue over there by the Tejas Center. The Walgreens over there by Austin's Colony Parkway in Boonville over by the Kroger Center. The Brazos County Sheriff's Department is an easy place you can drop that off. And also over at Santa Teresa's Catholic Church over there, Lucky Street near West William J. Bryan.
Based on history, most of those kids getting toys, what would be the age range? Even though anything up to 18 would be fine. But
I've had toddlers, young toddlers, borderline infant toddlers. I mean, anything. They may not be able to understand the concept, but it means a lot to the parents to receive that gift to give to their child, because it is their family, and it's their Christmas too. So whether the child understands that or not, it means a lot to the family. So anywhere from infant up to, tweenager, early tweens or teens, they would appreciate anything like that. Whatever your heart sends you that way would be good.
And we talked about the National Night Out a moment ago. This is another great relationship building tool that that Bryan PD can have with Bryan residents.
Yeah, it's been going on for years now. Gina Constancio is one of the coordinators for it. She's been doing a great job putting that together in conjunction with the Bryan Police Officers Association. It does take a lot of work. We have a lot of volunteers that come in and assist. We have to sort the toys and get them out to everyone. Also, if you want to give a monetary gift, you can do that at the Bryan Police Department. Just call up there or come in person, and we will accept that money. money on behalf of the Blue Christmas 2010.
Very good. We need to wrap up. If there's anything else that's on someone's mind they need to visit with you or someone else at Bryan PD, how do they go about it?
Definitely can get a hold of me at the Bryan Police Department at 209-5300, or you can go to our website. BryanTX.gov is the city one, and that'll link you to the police one. But for those of you out there who to pump that don't text and drive on the website, you can take that pledge. I saw someone today with a cigarette in one hand and a cell phone in the other going down the road. So please, please, please pay attention to your driving. And if you feel strong enough, take that pledge for me and show us that you care about not texting and driving.